that's playing on the air. My deepest apologies. It is not a good day for running the board. Apologies. Q105, Q1055.com for our podcast of this show, the morning after Saturday mornings from 8 to 10, Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30. Please join us. Myself, Demaryius, you're going to make it now?
Yes.
What are we doing? Nami.
Oh, out. Yes, tonight. Tuesday night. Tuesday. 4:30,
yep.
And there's going to be drinks and happy hour at...
At the Dirty Bird downtown.
Dirty Bird, yes.
We used to do a luncheon. It was at the Toledo Club. So a little snooty, but this is open for everybody. So we want to come in, have a drink, have some chicken chunks. We'll explain what NAMI does and all the programs to help people like myself, mental illness, family members, friends, relatives, all that. NAMI is on Central. NAMITOLEDO.org, I believe, is the website. Follow us on Facebook, but come out to the Dirty Bird 4:30 to 6:30 for a walk happy hour. Coming up this Tuesday downtown. Also about mental health. It's been on TV this morning. It's on the on the front page of most news sites. Dee, there was a hostage situation that resulted in, I believe, 3 deaths in a large veterans hospital in Northern California yesterday.
I think it's the largest veterans hospital in the country.
As we talked off the air here on the morning after, we haven't had one of these situations. Well, we haven't had a discussion about the VA in some time. There have been lots of other issues like an election, school shootings, other things. So 2-3 summers or so ago, this was an enormous deal. We'd read a story every day with 5 things about the VA doesn't do this, the VA does that, it needs to get better. Mm-hmm. And that will likely be the narrative on Monday. Now there are 3 people dead.
Yeah. And it all seems like it stems from them kicking out an emotionally disturbed vet out of an emotionally disturbed program. So, I don't know. I mean, until I get... And I never like to be the one who proffers an opinion without getting more facts about what's going on. All I know is that, from what I understand, you can't, in my opinion, you can't kick a vet out of a program who's suffering from PTSD without offering him other options. You just can't go, "We're sorry, you have to leave this program." You have to do A and B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way down to Z until you have exhausted everything that you could possibly do, and then you do more.
I'll proffer an opinion. If someone was capable of doing this, which was a hostage situation, and 3 deaths, and just a day filled with chaos, if this person was capable of doing this after you asked them to leave, forced them to leave, didn't accept whatever it was going on, their paperwork was found, if in a place where you're supposed to make sure this doesn't happen, it did. So we go back to the narrative, which is probably pretty accurate. Like, I know we haven't talked about the shortcomings of the VA for a long time. Well, it's back. Just because we stopped talking about it, Dee, doesn't mean it got better.
No, it doesn't. And that's always the problem. And it's one of our country's greatest strengths, but also biggest problems, is we have short-term memory when it comes to things. Like, we can suffer something, and then 2 weeks later, it seems like we all move on. You know, it's like, we're America, we're not going to be stopped, we're not going to let this change, blah, blah, blah. This is not going to change the way we live our lives, boom, and then we move on. And then, like, we seem to forget about it. Instead of going, wow, this happened, we are going to move on. But as we move on, what we should do is we should help these other people move on as well. So let's not forget and continue to live our lives and help these people as well. Like, it's a shame that, like, this happened, and now we're not going to talk about the school shooting anymore.
Right.
Because we've moved on to something hot and new.
It's like a chicken and the egg kind of thing with the news cycle. The news provides us with things that the public, people click and watch and gets eyeballs. But at the same time, you know, we won't probably, the school shooting stuff will take a back seat. If it had not already, after 3 weeks of not having a shooting, to the VA stuff, until, Dee, to illustrate your point in a takeaway here, until the next thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
and this is the thing. Like, should have never have stopped talking about helping vets, you know, with the transition from, and let me tell you, like, the Middle East, Afghanistan, all those places that they're at is terrifying, horrible.
Right.
The fear of being killed every day, the things that you see every day, and then to come home and then to be expected to assimilate back into society without any kind of assistance or just...
As if nothing happened.
As if, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's impossible to think that somebody can move on from that. We give victims of sexual abuse from priests to adults therapy for years, for as long as they need it, because you know that that has affected them emotionally and will continue to affect them as they grow older. When these guys come back, they should have programs set up without them having to sign for anything, without having to look for anything. Go, look, this is the program in which we do a transition to help you move from the battlefield into your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what we do.
You're
there's
back.
No,
yeah.
There's no happen. Program that you have to fill out. There's no paperwork you need to seek out. This is what we do. We
don't
do
have
this
to
with
admit,
criminals.
You don't have
yeah.
to admit to anything.
Yeah.
I think that's a hard thing too.
Like, we do this with criminals. We put them in halfway homes to make sure that they transition correctly. We have to be able to do something more for the people that fight for our freedom to make sure that they come home and can be productive and happy, because they've made sacrifices that most people in this country have not made.
You mentioned off the air that we're able to save so many lives that 10, 20, 50 years ago, those people were left for dead. Those people mm-hmm. came home in American flag draped caskets. In a sense, while their bodies are back, their minds are gone. And in many ways, like I asked you if you saw the Marvel Netflix show, The Punisher, like, these people are back as ticking time bombs. Like, to give you, I know you didn't watch the show, but there was a guy on that show who's basically what this guy did yesterday. I think his name was Albert Wong, 36 years old, and hostage situation all day. Largest VA in the country, three people are dead. And you've been discharged or out of the Navy for a long time now.
A long time.
What's the first thing that happened when you left and got back, like, home? When you were done?
When I was done?
Yeah.
I got a prostate exam and separation papers.
And that was it?
Yeah.
That was it.
Go get gas
in
your
car. Like, it was like, hey, boom, there you go. Enjoy the rest of your time. You know, there's services that you can get, you know, like the VA provides you loans, schooling, and that kind of stuff. But once again, you got to seek those things out. My suggestion is that there needs to be a transition program for when they mark you as short time, when you're about to be separated from the military, that you go through a program that helps you cope,
yeah.
that helps you understand, and helps you know that you're not the only one that's going through this.
I've heard some of this because this is the sphere in which I live and read. Sports teams, specifically the NFL, is getting better at this, helping players transition, like, go be a broadcaster or, you know, manage your money. So I hear a little bit of that, and I don't hear, and because that's a big thing that people watch. We don't watch our armed forces, but just how the NFL is getting better at that and helping people who came from maybe lousy backgrounds, but now have a lot of resources that they could blow rather quickly, mm-hmm. and they get out of routine rather quickly at a very young age. It is very similar to what someone in the armed forces goes through. So you're right. In the same way that you go through advanced training, basic training, maybe there should be basic life training to help you adjust getting out. Where, mm-hmm. like you said, how long is basic training?
It all depends on where you go.
8 weeks, we'll call it. Can we do 8 weeks?
Yeah.
You go through 8 weeks to prepare you.
I think
you.
The Marines are 16.
16 weeks of preparing to be a Marine, to do things that 99% of people won't do in this country.
And
on
that's not natural to you.
16. Yeah. You get 16 weeks when we and you say you're done with this to transition back to being mm-hmm. a regular human being. Or mm-hmm. we have situations like this.
Yeah, I would love to see a 16-week-long program of separation from the point where you're 16 weeks out from being separated from the military. If you don't reenlist or you don't decide to stay on, then you get entered into that program.
Yep.
And then for 16 weeks, they give you the exact same training to get you adjusted back to being a civilian that you got when they were trying to turn you from a civilian into a soldier.
Yeah. And it's not like We used to run it at our old company. There was like a commitment to the troops, like, hey, we want to hire you, kind of check the box, feel good campaign. Mm-hmm. Not that.
No.
Exactly what you, like, thorough, transparent, and helpful. Yeah. Not box checking.
Mm-hmm. Like, look, this is what's going to happen. We're going to teach you. We're going to run through all this stuff. We're going to talk about the trauma that you saw. We're going to talk about all those horrible things, and we're going to give you ways to cope. We're going to put you, after you're done with this program, you're going to know all the names of the organizations that you can reach out to after we have given you the training and the conditioning that we think will help you move on. And now we're going to give you all this ammunition so you can fight all these demons that you have, that you can overcome when you're trying to like deal with your family life. And you're trying to deal with bills and things like that. And nobody seems to care that you're a vet and all the things that you've done. Because nobody, Edison doesn't accept a piece of paper that says, hey, I'm going to be late on my electric because I'm a vet.
Right.
They don't care.
Yep.
And then
you go to the place that you think is your last place. And then they're like, nope, sorry, we don't want you
anymore.
I can't imagine going somewhere and being like, this is the last thing I have left that will make me... maybe okay.
Your paperwork is lost. Or look, we've all had like issues with insurance and seeing doctors, and it's not in network. Imagine being really rewired into something else, being a part of, like almost brainwashed to defend our country, and then you go to your doctor's appointment, and they're like, you know what? We never got the paperwork. Yeah, but like let's do something a little bit more fun. We'll fill in some words in a couple of minutes. 8:37 the morning after. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 on Q105. We're glad to have you here. Podcast after the show.
Remember the Q's number and play along at 41. 41-